Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Alan Rohr is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. AlanRohr.com, R-O-H-R, is the website. And all the weekend books, the weekend biz plan, the bare bones biz plan, you name it, all that, you can find all that at her outstanding website, all the things that she does. Please take advantage of her as a resource. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Ellen, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to get the answers you need. So where should we? Where are some places we should go? What should we look for? Who should we look for?
Well, I think that all of this boils down to you're going to need some mentors as you grow your business. And yep. A great way to start is to find them in social media, online, you know, sign up for their email list, and then start to audition the people who really resonate with you. And suppose you do want to adopt a mentor. I'm going to give you some tips for doing that. Sometimes you're going to ask a quick question, but you need more of an answer. And there are mentors who will mentor you for free. Like you said, your neighbor who's in a different industry, who's really
right.
smart, you guys can help each other. Or you might find a guru, and it may be worth the money to sign up for them as a consulting, in a consulting agreement. You know, if you're going to be a great golfer, you're going to hire a coach, and you're going to take that coaching seriously and go through a formal program. So you can have informal mentorship as well as formal mentorship, and there's a place for this. You know, I think the biggest thing about hiring a consultant would be the accountability and the structure of that kind of relationship. If you do go to reach out, let's start informal first. If you're going to reach out to someone and you say, I just want to take you to lunch, this is what I do. I put a list of like 20 people together that I want to mentor me. And I reach out to them 5 times before I take no for an answer. I'm going to at least reach them 5 times. I'm going to send them a note. I'm going to read their book and have a good question based on what I've learned. I'm going to send them something. Hey, I saw you on Google Alert that you're now the president of such and such. Good on you. I'm going to brag on them. Hey, you're into Jack Russell Terriers. Mm-hmm. Here's an article about that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try and develop a relationship with them.
That's called relevance. That's called establishing relevance.
Establishing relevance.
That's what
then,
I call it.
When I get in touch with them or if I leave a message for them or in my note, I'm going to say, I have 2 questions that I want to ask you, or I have 1 question that I want to ask you. Don't ask them for everything. Just, you know, have a question or two and then say, I will treat you to lunch. If you would spend 15 minutes with me on the phone, you know, I will be your friend forever, and I know you. I can help you in some way, too. You know, do something that's going to cause them to say, okay, what's the question?
Right.
You know, to call you back and do something compelling, because this is a relationship, and you've got to bring yourself to the party.
But there are there are other places you can go, though, that are even less you know, a lot easier than that, and that's places that are designed for this,
like
SCORE,
the Chamber,
like SCORE, like the Chamber of Commerce,
like
Small Business Development Centers, like your industry trade group.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't you? I tell people they need to be members of their industry trade group.
I love that. And when you're at an industry trade group, 80% of the people there will be whining and not doing anything.
Right.
Even if they spend a lot of money to go to that convention, find the guys who aren't whining,
find the
20%. Who are quiet, kind of humble, and sidle up next to them. I think that's a really good tip.
That's a great, now to me, those are the mentors that you're looking for.
Yeah, the humble ones.
And the leaders, the ones that are, find the people who are volunteer leaders in the industry group. And they're going to be some of the best people to talk to, get to know.
And don't
just because they're leading, don't let that put you off. They're probably the friendliest.
You know what? I was just going to say that sometimes you think, oh, he's not going to talk to me, or
right, he's the vice president of this place.
Oh my goodness! Right. You know, sometimes those people get a little isolated, and they love it if you throw them around a little bit. And you have a conversation, and you know, oh, I can't believe you just walked right up to him. Well, why not?
I can't imagine not being a member of your industry trade group if you take your business seriously. Can you?
No. And there's groups within groups. So you might even find a niche
regional
group. Right?
Regional
or mm-hmm. sales specific,
right?
You know that, or service specific, like in the it's like you know my industry's plumbing. You know, I love the dirty job,
right? Again.
Okay, so within that industry, there's a national industry of plumbing contractors, mm-hmm. and then there's sales focused groups and
yep,
service company focused groups,
all that stuff.
Drain cleaning groups, you know, whatever your niche is, mm-hmm. you're going to find some people. And especially if you don't compete with that person, mm-hmm. oh, then you can really share
in another part of the world. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Ellen, I got to wrap it up. It's been great having you here.
So
we always get smarter when you join us. Thanks for being here.
Oh, I love, love, love you, and I love this opportunity. Thank you so much,
you
Jim.
Too, Ellen. Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen, R-O-H-R. Put a .com on the end of that name, and you'll find a universe of help. And Ellen will help you. She's great about that. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.